In 1947, I was born a pound and a half in a home in Brooklyn, Queens County, Nova Scotia, Canada, and had no medical equipment to keep me alive. But by the grace of God, I survived and would have grown up a southpaw. However, because of superstition back then, I was forced to use my right hand. This caused dyslexia, mental confusion, and an inability to function properly. Back then, I attended a one-room schoolhouse, and the teacher took a disliking to me for some unknown reason. She would hit me on my arm or wherever she could, every chance she got, with a belt made from a car tire. With that and dyslexia, my disliking for school caused me to have straight D's up to the 8th grade, where I dropped out. In 1953, my family moved to America, and at the age of 21, the doctor told me I had a brain tumor and had 6 to 8 months to live. However, before the 6 months were up, I received Christ into my life, and He healed me of the tumor. I received the Holy Spirit, which new hope and joy into my heart. And in 1978, my vision blurred once more. My coordination was off, and I was diagnosed with another brain tumor. However, Christ delivered me from death's door again. But 2 years later, I had a heart attack because of the stress from my divorce. I woke in a dark room with a joy that cannot be put into words. Because the scripture says, "In clouds of darkness are the habitation of His throne." I looked up and I saw Jesus sitting on His throne. He told me, "Go back, for it is not your time." A year or so later, I met the love of my life, Lauren O'Brien, in the New Britain Memorial Hospital, supposed to be dying of a brain tumor. We fought our families for 12 years, trying to get married, and was married in 1996, and I spent 35 wonderful years with Lauren before the Lord called her home. On January 27th, 2019, I had a car accident and broke my neck. Paramedics said, "The only reason why you're alive is someone held the bones in place." That person was Jesus Christ. Then during the surgery, my entire spinal column went dead. But yet I'm alive and walking around to the puzzlement of the doctors. By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm alive and serving Him.